time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and we go out to River Grove this morning. Dean, what's happening? Oh, River Forest, that's right.
I get to go to all the glamorous spots. I am at the Jewel Food Store on Lake Street in River Forest this morning. This is where we are doing our TV morning show around town segment today. I'm with Annabella Vall. I am doing some cooking. And the Sandwich King from the Food Network, Jeff Morrow, is also out here. He's going to be joining me to do some cooking. And he has a real band, that's called the Jewel Bags. So what the perfect place for them to be doing some music, for me to be doing some cooking. You know, I'm doing cooking and out here, and you know, I don't have an ingredient. I just go over to aisle 4 and get whatever I need.
ask Jeff.
Thing ever.
Yeah, maybe Jeff can get you a deal on eggs while you're there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They have actually security guards guarding their eggs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm told that this is the number one volume jewel store in the entire Chicago area. It is a spectacular store. It's gigantic. They have a huge variety of everything, but they tell me that it's the number one jewel store. So we're happy to be out here today doing some cooking and with our pal Jeff and Annabella Vall. It's a whole thing getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday.
On Lake Street in River Forest. And what are the people in the aisles chatting about as far as showbiz rumors or topics today, Dean?
Well, you know what? I have had a couple of people ask me about Blake Lively, this whole lawsuit that's going on between her and her ex-co-star, Jason Baldoni, from the movie It Ends With Us. She's suing him, he's suing her, and now a public relations firm has gotten into the lawsuit game, a company called Street Relations. They are filing a defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively, claiming that she wrongfully alleged that the company created a smear campaign to attack her online and feed some of the stories about her to the media. The firm says they had nothing to do with it, and this harmed their reputation. So they say that they are seeking $7 million. Lively's attorney says that this lawsuit is in retaliation for the sexual harassment allegation she's making against Baldoni. Baldoni is also suing her for defamation. So follow the bouncing ball. We'll keep you updated on all of that. Just a couple of minutes ago, Kelly Clarkson made an announcement online. She's going to be doing a Las Vegas residency. I don't know if she's done this before since she started her talk show, but this is pretty cool. If you're going to be in the Las Vegas area this summer, the shows are going to be July, August, and also in November. We're bringing it up now because tickets go on sale this coming week. First pre-sales and then general ticket sales on Valentine's Day. So if you're a fan of Kelly Clarkson, she has got a Vegas residency coming up at the Coliseum there.
You know what? I wanted to ask you also about this Grammy controversy, if you want to call it that, that is continuing. Kanye West and his wife, Bianca, the invisible dress. So Kanye is defending her still, right? Any more fallout from that?
No, it's really it's just an attention grabbing stunt, really, is what it was. Kanye West had no intention of attending the Grammy Awards. He showed up with his wife wearing this, really, she may as well have been wearing nothing under a fur coat. It was a completely sheer, very, very, very thin dress that showed everything. She drops the fur coat and puts on a show for the red carpet press. And, you know, they took the pictures. Kanye and Bianca left. And mission accomplished. That's all anyone's been talking about for the rest of the week. I mean, he knows how to get attention, no matter how nutty it seems.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's no fallout. She apparently did not break the law because technically she was wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, certain parts of her body were taped up. So that fell all within, you know, legality. But she did violate the Grammy Award red carpet dress code policy. I don't know what the punishment is for that, but whatever it is, Kanye doesn't care because he got a boatload of attention, and that's all that he was looking for with this.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of people also speculating, are there going to be surprise guests at the Super Bowl halftime show? We don't know anything more about that yet, do we?
No, all we know right now is that Kendrick Lamar, who won Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, that he is going to be doing the show. He probably will have some special guests. The song that he won the Grammy Awards for is what they call a diss track, where he takes shots at the singer Drake. So people are wondering, is he going to do that song or not? That seems to be the big, you know, question, or I wouldn't exactly call it a controversy, but that seems to be the talk of, you know, what's going to happen during the halftime show. I'm so checked out of Super Bowl, the commercials, the everything. It's like it's like all the fun and excitement of all of this is seems to have shifted to me.
You know,
maybe
what?
Just I'm an old man. I aged out of it all. I don't know.
No, I'll tell you what it is, and I always remember this. A long time ago when I was working at Channel 5 and Mark Giangreco was doing the sports, I think the Cubs were in the playoffs or something. It was an exciting time for the fans, but I walked by Mark, who was preparing for his sports on the 10 o'clock news, and he just had this look on his face, and he said, I can't wait for this to be over. I mean, it kind of, you know, if you're reporting on it, it kind of ruins your fandom, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It does. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just the function of age. You know, probably if you ask somebody who's 20 years old, they would feel differently about this. But, you know, can you compare the level of excitement of this year's Super Bowl and the halftime show and all the bells and whistles to when Prince did it, to when you know, I don't know, but Whitney Houston sang the national anthem, you know, to some of the classic moments of entertainment, the Rolling Stones and others who have done it through the years. Maybe that's just generational. I don't know. But I like Kendrick Lamar. I'm just not that excited about the halftime show.
The Bears.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like my dad when VCRs came out and he couldn't figure out how to get it to stop blinking 12, 12, 12, 12. That's me now.
Yeah. Dean Richards' entertainment report continues. I'm confused about what Wayne Brady's doing during the Super Bowl. Is this just an online performance thing, Dean?
Yes. He is. He's doing what they call, what he and his sponsor are calling Just Wing It. So what they're asking people to do is to go on Instagram to the Purdue Instagram site or Wayne Brady's Instagram site and suggest things for Wayne Brady to improv on. And then during the breaks, when you go back on the site, he will be doing that. I talked to him on a Zoom chat the other day, and he sort of explained it all.
Look at you getting all ready for the Super Bowl with all this food behind you here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, my buddies at Purdue Chicken, they supplied all the chicken, and all I have to do is supply the comedy. You know, they reached out to me, and they said, Wayne, we want to do something that no one has done. You do what you do, which is you make spontaneous theater, you make that comedy gold, and we're going to wing it. That's our title. We are winging it. On the commercial breaks between the football action, we will be taking suggestions from my Instagram, which is Mr. Brady, baby, on Instagram, and we're going to aggregate all these suggestions live in real time. And I'm just going to make stuff up off the top of the head. My comedy partner, Jonathan Mangum from Let's Make a Deal, and my buddy, Chris Lee, who I remember last time when I was in Chicago years ago when I was in the cast of Hamilton, we talked. Chris Lee was the Lafayette, and since then he's gone on to do a bunch of TV shows, and now he's on a new show on CBS. So the three of us are going to be making stuff up and having fun and doing things that no one has done on TV or streaming up to that point.
I believe, if I remember correctly, you're living in Los Angeles, and I'm hoping that you were not too affected by all that's going on there. I know that everybody who's breathing air in Los Angeles right now is affected, but I hope you didn't sustain too much damage.
Well, the good news is... The good news for me is yes, my house was standing. By the grace of God, you know, the fire, my house is full of smoke and I'll have to replace things that way. But the structure was fine. But then I've got friends like my neighbor across the street that his house is sadly gone. And all my friends in the neighborhood up the street, they've lost their homes, a whole neighborhood gone.
I think since the last time I talked to you, you became a father again. If I heard correctly, baby boy, is that right?
I have a beautiful 2-year-old named Val Henry Au. He's a gorgeous little guy, super smart, and it's a unique experience being a father now. And my daughter, Miley, she just turned 22 yesterday.
Yeah.
So 20 years apart.
Yeah. So how is that on dad, having a... terrible tour in the house right now?
The same as the first time, except I'm not chasing him around the house all the time, because who has the energy for that?
Yeah, we're going to share the full interview with Wayne Brady on my Sunday show this coming weekend. So, I think you kind of get the idea of what he's going to be doing, taking improv suggestions, doing improv during the commercial breaks of the Super Bowl game on Sunday. So we're getting ready for the Super Bowl out here at the Jewel store in River Forest on Lake Street. I am cooking some Super Bowl appetizers. Today, Bob, I'm making, because I'm with Annabelle Aval this morning, I am making a genuine Puerto Rican sofrito, which is sort of a dip. It's a food ingredient, sort of a base for lots of other things you can do, but I'm making it as a dip. I'm doing a smashed avocado and tomato bruschetta that you can put out for your Super Bowl Sunday. And of course, it wouldn't be Dean cooking if it didn't somehow involve feta cheese. And I've got a spicy feta dip that I'm making. Super easy, super delicious. I'm going to be making these live in the Jewel store this morning. The Sandwich King from the Food Network, Jeff Morrow's out here with his band, and he's doing music, and we're having a lot of fun. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by and have some fun. This is taking me back to my days when I was in high school and college, and I worked at the A&P grocery store in Hyde Park.
And the only sandwich you won't be making, an egg salad sandwich, because it's just not in the WGN budget, is it?
No, it would cost $35 if I had to make an egg salad sandwich right now.
Dean Richards in River Forest. Thanks, Dean. Have a good one.